The Four Pillars of the NFL, Dallas Cowboy Edition is in the house. This is all about the Cowboys. I had to break off a little bit from the Four Pillars because there's a lot of activity going on with my Dallas Cowboys. So I have to, once again, get my co-host Luda in here to discuss these moves that's going on with the Dallas Cowboys. You're America's team. You go by America's team, Luda?
America's team? I mean, there's no reason for us to be saying that. And honestly, I'm glad it kind of faded off. So, no, I better not be hearing that right now, man. Let's be real. We ain't that team. The Chiefs taking that right now. That's America's real team. Just being funny
I
with it.
I know how Dallas Cowboy fans, they love to live by that. We're America's team. We're the most valuable. And we're the highest rated, the TV ratings. What fan cares about TV ratings?
Mm-hmm.
Only the Cowboy fans that, you know, because that's something for them. And
oh, yeah, we got a little something to talk crap about and everything. We got the most views, you know. I ain't going to lie. It's nice to know that everybody want to watch us because we great and everything, but we just can't put it together. But, yeah, I don't need all that rah-rah stuff.
Well, I don't either. I am your host, Big J. I've been a Cowboy fan forever, since 1982. So that's a long time. So I feel, you know, I can say whatever the hell I want. Because I'm over 40 years deep in this Cowboy thing.
Preach. Preach,
I'm
man.
I'm 40 years deep.
This man got like 3 extra years before I could even say whose favorite team I'm picking at the time. So, yeah. So,
but, you know, there's a lot of activity. We're going to get both of our thoughts on the recent activity. But before we start there, I got to throw out college basketball. How is your pools and your selections going?
My selections, to be honest with you, I have no idea right about now. I just been watching UConn. I just been happy that they've been winning, and that's who I got to win. I really was just kind of picking random this year. I'm not going to lie to you, Big John. I really didn't keep up with the college basketball. So all I know that UConn is all the way, and so far they looking like they're going all the way. So that's – I feel good right now. I haven't seen it, but I feel good about that.
Okay. and the women has advanced to the Sweet 16 as well.
Excuse me?
The UConn women.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They, last night, actually, they beat Baylor.
Wow.
So both, men and women, you know, is kicking butt and doing their thing. As far as my selections, Luda, yeah, I threw that joint to garbage.
Oh, you you was what? Who was your team to go with?
Man, I think I had Purdue, I had Arizona, and the other. What was the other team that lost? The number one team, maybe I had basically
Kansas.
I had 3 of the 4 in the Final Four already gone.
Oh God! Oh, okay.
So I just threw it in the garbage. I said, you know what? Just another year of contributing to the pool. So, you know,
somebody's enjoying that money. I let them have it, but shoot.
So I know it won't be me, yeah. Because I don't, like you said, I don't really pay attention to college basketball like that. So
You just, you know, just go with your gut type of feel. Why not? You know, try your luck. President Obama, all the presidents both that came and went, they all did their little picks for the March Madness. So
yeah,
man, it don't hurt.
Yeah, I just basically did the Ed Love and Dr. Dre. A abacadabra all the way down, and just whatever one, you know, whatever. But
yeah,
I think I got UConn in the Sweet 16, though.
Oh yeah, I had them going all the way. I didn't know anybody else. I saw that UConn was up there. I'm like, okay, this might be the year. But hopefully, I can get something off of mine. But other than that, we'll see. I'm not too sure.
Yeah. I just gotta say this about before we get to our Cowboys. You realize the UConn women, their previous game before the Baylor game, they won by 40 points. They beat somebody.
Oh, they're going back to those days.
They said that UConn women They have 29 40-point victories in the tournament.
Seriously?
29 40-point victories in the tournament.
Throughout the whole entire...
whole tournament, UConn women.
Wow.
The next is 13 by somebody. I think it's Tennessee, maybe.
Jeesh.
That is, like, ridiculous, by the way.
And they still counting the numbers. This is not over with, pretty
this
much.
Ain't over.
Mm-mm.
This is ridiculous. When I saw that, because you know on ESPN they have the ticker down at the bottom, and I'm always read the ticker, and I'm like, what? I had to rewind it. I was just like, what? 29 by 40?
Yeah. Wow. That's a...
that's ridiculous. You know. At one point, our Cowboys was like that. Not beating people by 40, but they won a lot. Mm-hmm. Troy Aikman was the winningest quarterback in the 90s. Just to remind everybody, that's how much we won. So we hopefully at some point we can get back to that dominant level. That level. I wonder, do Cowboy fans realize we were like the Patriots at one point? Like, there was no thought that, yes, we're making the playoffs. It was just, are we going to win the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
That was the mindset after, like, 92.
Yeah, it was a normal thing. It was just like, you okay, know they're making it.
We going to make the – you see how, like, is the psychology is now with Cowboy Nation? Mm-hmm. Now, it's like, damn, we going to make the playoffs? Oh, man. And now it's like, okay, we make the playoffs. Are we going to win? Back then, it was, yeah, I know we're going to win the divisional game, and we're going to go to the championship game, and, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's like, who are we going up against in the
Super Bowl? Yeah, it's like,
that's all it
next?
Really was. That's it.
It's like, who's next?
And, you know, at the time for me growing up, I didn't know much about the other teams, but the Bills was actually really something to be reckoned with growing up, finding out. But I mean, I always looked at them like the Bills. That's nobody. Didn't nobody talk about the Bills. I know at least of the Jets and the Giants, but Bills, who's they? So, you know, it was just one of those things. It didn't matter who we went up against. As a Cowboy fan, it was just like, we're going to win it all. Don't matter. That's how it was.
Yes. But I just hope that at some point in Cowboy Nation, I get to experience that. And I hope the Cowboy fans that haven't experienced that get to experience that again. I mean, the Cowboy fans that's still around from the 70s, because the whole decade of the 70s, they won. They went to 5 Super Bowls in the 70s. So if you're a Cowboy fan from the 70s and you're still around, you must be looking at this team like, what in the hell? But hopefully things are changing in the organization. And let's start off with the trade they did Sunday morning that shook up Cowboy Nation. Brandon Cooks. They traded him for a 5th round selection this year and a 6th round next year.
Mm-hmm. That really was a good move.
And the real thing I love is they restructured Brandon Cook's contract already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, now I believe he's going to count like $4 million on the cap.
Yeah, the rest would have been going to bonus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Jerry and that front office, as much we talk now, we get on Jerry. Somebody we got to give credit to. These are some really good moves they're doing. But what are your thoughts on Brandon Cooks?
I honestly, my thoughts are just, I'm hoping he's still got a lot of, you know, juice left in that tank. I mean, we all really expecting great things from him, from wanting to pick him up since during the regular season last year and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's great to have this man in this team, on this lineup now, too.
Yeah, he really didn't play that much, because remember during the trade deadline, and he thought he was going to get traded, and he didn't, and I think he shut it down And so he got some, he didn't really play last year. That's definitely at the tail end.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Honestly, but the time that he did came back in, he, you know, he actually showed up, though. I will say that much. So
yeah, he had like almost 700 yards receiving.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing about it. That's why I'm like, man, please have plenty of that left over for us.
So, yeah, I mean, Brandon Cooks, I love to pick, you know, along with Stephon Gilmore. And as far as they had some visits on Monday, and we're recording this on Tuesday, March 21st, they signed Ronald Jones from ex-Tampa Bay Buck, Kansas City Chiefs. Don't know what happened. He didn't play that much at Kansas City, but he was on the roster. He got himself another ring. So he got two rings, yo.
Yeah, you see the trend that's going on with the Cowboys with these signings now, right?
You see that, right? You see that. I hope Cowboy Nation is paying attention. We got Stephon Gilmore, Super Bowl experience. Brandon Cooks, Super Bowl experience. Ronald Jones, Super Bowl experience. When has the Cowboys had players that had Super Bowl experience on their roster?
I want to say go back to T.O., who was trying to be vocal but always looked like, you know, the bad guy.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I think he was the only one because he was on that Eagles team, even though he had the ankle.
He still produced.
He tried to bring that stuff to Dallas, but, you know, Dallas, Tony Romo and Jason Garrett and Jason Witten, that's a whole other show on its own. So so
he had their formula. He was trying to give it. It's just like you guys wasn't understanding. You got to get this way. You got to get to this type of level.
Yeah, you got to be that dog. And nobody in Dallas wanted it at that time. Ronald Jones, I look at Ronald Jones as a big, thick back, which I think that's what they need. They do need a bigger back because Pollard is a little small. Malik Davis, he's a little small. They also re-signed Rico Dowdell.
Yeah. I see that they still like what he's bringing to the table. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys, any Cowboys fans, saw Rico Dowdell, but he is a nice back. Go back and look at some of the preseason games before he got hurt. Yeah, he's nice. That's why I feel like, you know, I think the running back's going to be just fine. I'm sure they still probably going to draft one in the draft just to get one.
Yeah, just one. It won't be good.
Because we don't need a whole bunch of backs. So I think we're all set there. And they also signed Tuba Edaga. I hope I didn't butcher his name. Offensive lineman. He was drafted by the Jets in 19. 6'3", 308. And he can play guard and tackle.
Yeah, I seen that his initial position was the tackle. So I was almost saying to myself, that's like reassuring that we can be all right on either left or right. You know, seeing that. Was Terrence Steele basically got hurt, you know, same thing with Smith. So he's just reassurance and pretty much they haven't really said anything negative about his play. So probably be a good fit with that.
And he's probably had a good Prescott. I believe he was hurt good part of last season. So I like what they're doing. They're really they're fulfilling the needs that they need so they don't have to go into the draft saying we need a receiver.
Yes.
We need an offensive lineman. Yes. We need this, we need that. So you sort of, if you know, because the Cowboys been drafting very well and the best player available. So
what, since 2012, I believe, right? Since Johnny Manziel, that was a year when I started working with you guys. Yeah. That was a miracle right there, I had to say, right there.
Thank God. Remember good Jerry decade, in 16, he wanted Paxton Lynch. He was having a bitch fit. Look at Paxton Lynch is in the XFL right now, and he still got benched.
Wow. Sorry, buddy. I mean, I'm just so glad that the Broncos did what they did, honestly. I'm going to leave it like that. Everybody looked at Joe Flacco and just said, we need another one of those. Paxton Lynch.
That big, tall, big arm type guy.
Hey, I'll say it just like this. Jerry, that should be a sign. You almost got burned twice, Manziel. Then that dude Lynch. That name says it all. I'm glad he dodged that.
Paxton Lynch. Oh, imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have been nothing. That just tells you, though, I don't think he looked at Dak like that. So,
no, I actually was looking at the, I forgot the quarterback. I think the Raiders had picked up. You remember who he was?
Connor something.
Yes, Connor. That was the guy I was looking at. I heard about that, but I was looking at Connor, but I was surprised that he went a little bit earlier than expected.
Yeah, Michigan State. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, he's not playing with, I don't think he's playing anymore either.
Yeah, like he's out of the league pretty much, right?
Yep.
Hey, people come and go, man. Just don't work out.
So bottom line, you know, how do you feel about what Dallas has done and how they're moving?
The movements look good. It's pretty solid. Like you said, we're addressing a lot of things before the draft. So the fact that you were talking about getting an offensive line, a defensive lineman, and we got one of them now. So the fact that we can go with a defensive lineman, possibly if you want to look at a running back and maybe a receiver, tight end too, just to mix it up with the those positions, just to get another fresh body in there. It's really not too many holes now. I mean, we're keeping a lot of people that were doing their job, re-sign them up and all that kind of stuff, and getting nice pieces. That's just, you know, working out for everybody. I mean, they got to like a lot of Cowboys fans got to understand that you really got to like what you're seeing right now. This is definitely a good feeling. I haven't had this feeling in a while for picks that we're getting before the draft.
Yeah, I like it. And they also re-signed Dante Fowler.
Yes, another – whew, man. Yep, exactly. Another good piece right there, too. I'll get some more playing time.
To a one-year contract. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to sit back and let the front office cook, let them do their thing, because this is obviously – Cowboy Nation has to see this. This is obviously something different within the organization that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they usually don't move like this. They ain't making moves like this. They don't move like this. They wait until, like, almost the draft to start picking the bottom of the barrel free agents.
Mm-hmm.
And then making trades? What?
Yep. trades. Well,
wait
trades,
a minute.
Man.
Making trades for quality players.
Exactly. There talks about Gilmore saying his age, but I'm like, age, it doesn't matter. They wise, don't throw this way. They'll get themselves in position. Doesn't matter about that. But these trades are looking good.
They're coming out of nowhere, and that's what I like. Mm. So that's why, you know what, go on and keep doing what you're doing, Dallas front office. Just keep moving how you're moving. Obviously, they're real tight lip on certain things because you know how you hear like rumors and you know, tweeting or something on Bleacher Report or NFL.com. That, oh, yeah, Dallas is thinking about this and that. They was doing all the Beckham stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was expecting Dallas to sign Beckham, but boom, Brandon Cooks.
And at a cheaper price. Everybody forget. Yeah, exactly. It really was at a cheaper price. And another good thing that I'm realizing too, everybody is willing to work on their contract to stay on the team. They know something is going on this team right now where a lot of people are willing to give up money to play. When's the last time you hear so many people, Elliot, everybody, even though he got cut, everybody is willing to take a pay cut. They know there's something in this program that Dan Quinn is presenting. And they see it. They just need something. And that's why they just want to all be part of it when it does pop, man. I can't wait for this bubble to pop. And when it do, trust me, it's the reason why everybody's willing to sacrifice and just be part of this greatness that's actually being built right now.
Yeah, that's well said, brother. That is well said, man. And I can't add any more to that because you said it all. Mm. Cowboys is on to something. And the draft is next month. And I'm sure there's going to be more moves ahead. Maybe one more. I think one more big move is going to happen before the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I hope is at least re-sign Jonathan Hankins, please.
Yeah, I thought they was going to address that. That needs to be addressed. I mean, seriously, just keep the big guys up front unless, you know, I don't know. Just keep these big guys. We need them up front, man, honestly, and that's it. Because that run-stopping defense is terrible.
Yeah.
We need to fix that, and we'll be good.
Yeah. We just need more beef up front. Give me Hankins. Give me somebody else. We just need big bodies. Big bodies.
That's it. That's it, man. We'll be all set.
But before we go, I have to ask you, with all these moves going on, how would you feel if Dallas did sign Bobby Wagner?
Just how I preach about everybody see the bigger picture and willing to take a little cut. If he's willing to work on that, I'm fine with it. Micah Parsons can learn a little something from that.
Yeah.
Just like we said also about these players again. He also been to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I'll be fine with it. I'll be fine with it for those two reasons if he's willing to do it.
Okay.
That's it.
And I got one more for you.
All right.
What about Beckham? How would you feel if they got
I mean, I would probably felt a little bit better if we got him first than we all said, then traded for Cooks to be like, oh, shoot. But now I'm just like, I don't know who would be actually better and beneficial to us, because I know it's one or the other, him or D-Hop. I'm not too sure. I'll be fine with it, but I'm not too sure if passing up on D-Hop would be the better option or not. Because we already got a speedster who can open it up anyway.
Okay. All right. And I got one more for you. I know I asked you, and I hope you thought about it. I remember last week I asked you who in the NFL, besides a quarterback, a non-quarterback, who would you give up that number one pick for?
For all the players that's on live right now. Yeah. Besides,
No quarterbacks.
No quarterbacks. Just that one player. Man, I was torn between the two. It's either Micah or what's the dude for the Rams? Aaron.
Aaron Donald?
Yeah.
It's funny. That's the same player that I had in my head, too.
Honestly, I like that defense.
They came up with the offer and was like, yeah, we'll take the first form. I'll be like, sure.
Give me one of those two players right there,
Give me Aaron Donald, who Jerry Jones loves.
Uh-huh.
Jerry would make that. He'd be like, here, take that first. And then, yep, that's all you're getting, too. And I would definitely be down with that. Aaron Donald?
Yeah. He solves everything. What defensive Donald line you was looking right for? that dude would just cause havoc, man. And you got Micah just coming around just to clean up just in case. In case he don't get you in the first strike. The law is just basically monitoring, just making sure, like, oh, you stay in place, boy, I got you.
Man,
I can see those guys having fun all day, bro, on defense.
You just imagine that, though. Oh, I can't even. That'll be too much for me.
Yeah, Aaron Donald. Play is over in 4 seconds.
Micah, Trayvon Diggs, Stephon Gilmore. That's young secondary we have. Wow.
And again, the receiver pieces, and we still not done. We all know what's going on, because even the signing with the running backs, you never know what we do in there. Draft, running back, tight end. Who knows what goes on? So we got a whole nother month before we actually see the real picture.
We definitely got to get together next month and do a Dallas Cowboy draft show when it's getting closer to the draft. All these pro days is coming up this week and next week. So I don't know about the boy Jalen Carter from Georgia. I heard he had a rough one. Yeah, he had a horrible pro day, actually. He couldn't even finish it. So he was out of breath.
Really?
Yeah, he was out of breath. And so we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, that don't sound too good.
No, it don't sound good. It don't sound good. But I'll tell you what sounds good. The Dallas Cowboys making good moves. And all I'm going to say is keep up the good work. Jerry Jones, Will McClay, Stephen Jones, all everybody involved, all the scouts, just keep doing what y'all doing. Don't pay attention to us, the fans, the media. Just y'all keep doing what y'all doing because they're killing it right now. They are killing the offseason, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, this really is the best thing I ever heard about the Cowboys in years. So,
long time.
Hey, you said it all right there. So, continue to work. Surprise us next time.
Yeah,
surprise us again.
Doing that Sunday morning type stuff where we look at our phone and we be like, huh?
Exactly. I can't wait for the next one, fellas.
All right. So, Luda, we are out. This is the Four Pillars of the NFL Dallas Cowboy Edition. I am your host, Big J. We're going to get up with y'all another time, hopefully with some more breaking news. So, peace.
Peace, y'all. Appreciate you having me, man.
Yes, yes.